everyone. Welcome to the Women's Healing Hour. I am Sue Graywolf Petruzzi. Today is a beautiful Sunday here in Colorado. The river is still running pretty high. It's a lot lower than it was a few weeks ago. We keep having thunderstorms and lots of rain, but it's definitely summer here. So it's great to see the young ones, the birds, being fed by their parents, and lots of activity in the world around us, the natural world around us. They're busy doing what they do, and they know how to do it. That's their job. Today, we're talking about healing shadows, and I think this is going to be an important program for many here, because I truly believe we all have shadows of one type of another following us. It could be from this lifetime. It could be from a past lifetime. But, you know, they're definitely there, and they can creep in at any time and just ruin a good day. And, you know, it's, you know, who is the shadow? You know, is it you? Is it something about you? Could it be someone else's shadow following you? Is it a thought pattern or fear or something or someone? And is it habitual? In other words, does it keep coming back to haunt you and kind of peek over your shoulder every once in a while? There are so many things we can ask ourselves, and the key here is really understanding the shadow and why it's there. And as I was sitting this morning thinking, I was almost thinking that in a way your shadow can behave like your ego in a way. And I don't know if there's anyone out there that can add to that, any of you listeners, but I wonder if the ego has some kind of control over your shadow. And can help to aggravate things, especially when you don't want them aggravated. I want to introduce my co-hosts. I mean, we're all in this together for the Women's Healing Hour. Sharon Bar-Or is over in Israel. And we have Rhonda Davis and Sandra Trainer-Meyer with us also. I'm not sure if you guys are with me, but I want to say hello, and let's start with you, Sharon. I'll pass the talking stick to you.
Thank you. Again, it's so great to be here. It's such a privilege. I think this show is a very important one. All the shows are important, really, but it seems like we are now we need to face our shadows and not to see them as, or to kind of like to have a relationship with them that is negative and dark and sad or full of anger, because really our shadow or shadows kind of like an archetype, and it's part of our personality, but it seems like they carry our shadows. They carry a lot of baggage, a lot of emotional baggage that we need to face right now. So some of you must have felt a lot of things from your past or past experience that you might need to re-experience again, but in different versions. But now it's kind of like the time for us to remember how strong we really are, and it's not a fight that we need to have or a duel that we need to have against our shadows, but to really embrace them as part of us, as part of our energy, and to make sure that the balance will stay half and half each of the time, and nothing will overcome or overrun. Because the balance has to stay. You know, it's really, it's easier to say it than doing it, but it's, first of all, we do need to acknowledge that we do have shadows, and nothing and no one is, you know, none of us is pure, and none of us is perfect. But what makes us whole is that it's the relationship of a very positive, accepting, balanced relationship that we need to have with our shadows, with our shadow selves, if you will. So I think, well, for me, it feels like I'm repeating or re-experience some of the things that I've experienced in my past, and I get an emotional behaviors coming out of my system, and I'm learning to, you know, to develop more spiritual abilities to make sure that my head won't go to a war or a conflict, you know, zone in my head to, I don't want to fight it. We don't want to really fight it. And I think we'll talk more and more about that during the show. And whatever you will bring up, I'm very interested and very curious about that. And I see that Sandra and Rhonda are with us today. I think I'll pass the talking stick to them, if I may.
Yes, you may. Hi, guys.
Good, thank you.
Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you for having us again, Sue. This is Sandra. This is going to be a very interesting show. Like Cheryl was saying, I have many layers I have to uncover and heal before I can go on. This is going to be interesting. Here's Rhonda.
Yep, that's true. I was just thinking, and I've talked about this before, does anybody know about those stacking dolls? You know, they're little wooden dolls that are nested inside each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's,
yeah.
That's, they always make me think of what we do when we're healing our shadows, because we take off one layer and then another layer and then another layer.
Like an onion.
Oh, that's sweet, kind of. Thank you. That's great. I love that. That's great. You know, Sharon, you mentioned one part that stuck with me right now, because I'm dealing with my shadow right now too, is remembering how strong we truly are. You know, and I think we tend to forget that. We get lost in that place, that dark place, and sometimes it's really difficult to kind of maneuver our way out. And, you know, oftentimes we may ask for help, and I know more often than not, I mean, we have to do what we need to do on our own to remove these shadows that keep haunting us. But, you know, there are some times when we need a little extra help, and I want to welcome everyone also on the chat line. It looks like Jim is one of the grandmothers today, Jim Graywolf. Welcome, Grandmother Graywolf. Honey, anyway.
His gender.
And Roger's with us, and he's also greeting Grandmother Jim, too. And it looks like Running Elk. Elsie is here from a very old radio show, I think. Who knows the answers? The Shadow Knows. And that is a very old radio show. I've forgotten about that. That is, gosh, I don't know how old that is. That's got to be in the 40s, 50s? I don't know. Also, Elsie says she's 31 but knows all these hear old things like radio and telephone and the like. We kid her, but ask her things. That's from Running Elk. Yeah, I mean, it's just, and it looks like from Philip K., it is sometimes an appropriate response to really to go insane, or reality to go insane. That's an interesting statement there. It is sometimes an appropriate response to reality to go insane. Huh. Oh, boy. Anyway, you know, I thought I'd just start with a song. It's one I wrote. It's called We Are One. And it's just to kind of get us going. And then we'll definitely dig into this, because I truly believe with all the energies that are surrounding us and all the changes and the things that we are seeing happening around us, I know for many of us who are really sensitive to our surroundings can really take on the world on our shoulders. And those little shadows behind us, you know, can realize that, oh, yeah, this person has taken on the world. And I think that's when they kind of start doing their nasty little tricks on us, and those habits that we thought we may have dispersed a long time ago come back to haunt us. So it's really important for all of us to walk in balance, to stay balanced as best we can. If we need help, to ask for it, and to do the work that we can on ourselves as readily as we can. So here's the song. We are the mountains that we see. We are the trees so tall. We are the eagle in the sky. We are one, both you and I. We are the stars that shine so bright. We are the worm that crawls. We are the grasses swaying free. We are one, both you and me. Hey yo, Wayana, hey. Hey yo, Wayana, ho. Hey yo, Wayana, hey na ho. Way, hey na, hey ya ho. Hey yo, Wayana, hey. Hey yo, Wayana, ho. Hey yo, Wayana, hey na ho. The sparkle in our eyes. We are the one we see. We are the moon so shining bright. We are one, both you and me. We are the life around us, connected to all we see. And know that life that's everywhere is within both you and me. Is within both you and me. Is within both you and me.
Oh.
Oh. There's I thought this was interesting. I like Jamie Sam's daily readings. And I opened to this one page from her Earth Medicine, Ancestors' Ways of Harmony for Many Moons. And I turned to the page for Forging the Balance. And there was just one line in here that really caught my interest. The fire of youth is impetuous, spontaneous, fearless, and passionate, yet untempered. The passing of winters can bring cynicism, coldness, hardened hearts, and lack of daring. Fortunately for humankind, there are elders who cherish the past passion of youth, tempering it with the wisdom of age. These wise ones refuse to cower in the shadows of lost dreams. On their paths, they refuse to bow to hopelessness, refuse to adopt the lackluster attitudes of the masses, and stood in the aliveness they saw in the natural world. Only the bold and the brave seem to be willing to honor the aliveness they carry. They hold the secret of forging the balance of fiery passion and ageless wisdom. They get to lead through living and sharing their spontaneous perspectives, never expecting others to follow. The promise of tomorrow is secure in the hearts of these individuals because they drink the beauty of all that life has to offer, share in their aliveness and thanks for that nectar every moment of every day. And I really, that one line, these wise ones refuse to cower in the shadows of lost dreams. You know, those too can also be the shadows that we carry, especially as we get older and we haven't lived our dreams. So that too can create that imbalance and that sadness and anger or whatever. You know, the shadow. I can really, really create the shadow. So, pass the talking to Ron. Anything?
I'm reading a lot of what Running Elf is saying here in his group. But, you know, it feels like I don't think that there is one person in the entire universe who doesn't know that that he or she has to deal with their shadow selves once in a while. Some of them might not call them shadows, but you know, their name is not, you know, it's not important, but their relationship with them is critical. And I think I'm reading what Elsie from Ryan Gell's group said here, the things that come, that came on television and radio and stories in the past come now to teach. I remember many of them must be from past lives because they came back before I was this time. And it goes to each and every one of us, and it's not just radio or TV like Elsie said, but it's the teaching themselves. And like I began this show by saying, we do need to remember that those shadows are kind of like mirrors, and we need to remember how strong we really are. And it's not like like God or the Great Spirit or the universe or Creator wants to show wants to punish us, because it's not that kind of relationship that you have, that any of us have, with Creator. But I do think that it is a great opportunity, and every challenge is an opportunity for us to learn more about ourselves, and kind of like to be able to allow the old thinking or old ways of thinking to perish, while new things will be born. And it seems like the butterfly comes to, you know, to my awareness and pops up physically as well. It happened today, it happened yesterday, it happened the day before. And of course, it's not a coincidence, because we all need to remember that it is an opportunity to let things go, to let things die, and to become part of a greater rebirth that is life itself. So I think dealing with shadows, and we all deal with them once or twice or sometimes even more, it's actually a good thing, although I'm not a big fan of words like good or bad. But it is an opportunity for us to learn more about ourselves, and maybe because face our shadows at the same time, and it seems like it is happening at the moment. More of that awareness comes to life, and maybe that's the bridge or one of the elemental foundations that connect. Or maybe connect from every one of us to the universe, but also to each other. Hope it makes sense. Talking stick is in the middle.
Yeah, very powerful stuff today. And I really wanted to, we all know, you know, the shadows of their And there are ways, what can we do to heal a shadow? You know, I mean, the first part, the first thing is acknowledging that it does exist. And it, is there a reason for it being there? Could it be protecting us? Or is it stopping us from growing and moving forward, which is, I think, you know, in many of the cases, that's the truth. And I really wanted to, I want to pass the stick to Sandra, because I know she had a very, very wise grandmother who really taught her many things, which I'm sure really helped her grow. So Sandra's talking stick is yours.
Thank you, Sue. My grandmother was very wise, and she taught me many ways. And one thing is, one of the biggest thing, I have someone I want to read that I'd take right out of her journal, but first I want to tell you the biggest thing she would always tell me, be kind to yourself. Stop blaming others. The wound that you have is yours. You need to heal it so you may go on to be the enlightened person you want to be. She was always really strong about be kind to yourself. Don't throw the blame in other places. This is what she had wrote in her journal. And me and Rhonda have discussed it and come up with not the answer I'm looking for, I guess. And it starts out, at first I was not very afraid of them, the shadows, and just more curious of them. And remember, she was only probably 13, 14 years old. This would turn out to be a mistake in my life. The shadow figures that seemed to follow me and move restlessly around me in the moonlight, they moved in different ways, and they always appeared regardless of the wind was blowing or not. I cannot explain exactly how I knew they were different, but they were definitely different. They did not resemble people, and I've always wondered who the shadows were that followed me. As they walked through the forest, and they did not step through my house, they stepped around my house. My biggest question has always been, and maybe someone can ask, what did she mean by they always appeared regardless of the wind or not? And I've always wondered what that means. And I know she's talking about herself and that she needed to look backwards and heal what was behind her. Talking stick to Rhonda.
I think probably the biggest thing I think about your shadows is it helps so much if you don't, because we like to judge everything, so, and we're really hard on ourselves. We judge ourselves probably more than we do other people. But if you look at, to me, a shadow is something that you've done or felt or thought that you're not really proud of. But if you look at it as a lesson, then it changes your whole perspective on that. You know, there's a lot of things, like, for example, that we learned when we were little kids because we didn't know any better. Well, now we do. It's the same through our adult life. Sometimes we learn a better way. And I'll pass the stick.
Sandra, I was having a hard time hearing part of what you were saying. Were you talking about the wind behind?
My grandma would always say the shadows were shadows of yourself, or a shadow in a different way. And the biggest thing I always asked in her, this writing of hers, was she wrote, they always appeared regardless of it, if it was windy or not. And I don't know what this means. And me and Rhonda discussed it. What does she mean? That was the shadows here anyway, if the wind blew or anyway? And I just kind of was curious why she wrote this. And I guess I'll just have to search myself.
Well, I just, something just came to me was that, you know, as things happen in our lives, sometimes they can come in strongly, you know, like a blast of wind.
Right.
Or they can kind of trickle in just like a cool breeze. So maybe it was the intensity of the wind, you know, blowing the things that, you know, we haven't absorbed or haven't let go of. or can't understand. Yeah, what do you think about that?
That's very good, Sue. I never thought of it that way.
I mean, that's just food for thought. How about you, Sharon? Do you have anything with that?
I couldn't hear you for quite most of the what you said. So can you repeat just the last things that you said? It was kind of like weird here.
You mean me, Sue?
both of you kind of like complete the circle for me to have an opinion or a sense.
Okay. Maybe go ahead and repeat what you were saying again, Sandra.
Okay, what my grandmother had wrote and Lee and Rhonda had asked about is why would she write about the shadows in this way? They always appear, regardless of if it is windy or not, the shadows are here. And this just always questioned this, and I wondered why, and I like what Sue said. Sometimes they were strong, probably, and sometimes they just trickled in. This is really a good way to think of it.
Maybe it's a piece of awareness.
Mm.
You know, kind of like to pay attention to more. Because it seems like what we fear, we prefer not to pay attention. We prefer to bury it inside and to hope that, you know, things will disappear and all the shadows and all the so-called bad stuff will disappear on their own or maybe heal, and I don't know, but we need to pay attention. So maybe, you know, when I was reading the show description, and one of the things that was there is we need to acknowledge, the first step is to acknowledge that we have a shadow self that is keeping us stuck in a certain behaviors. I think this is it, and I'm thinking about shadows in literature, in movies, and I'm thinking about Peter Pan, actually. and the whole energy of the relationship between, you know, between one character. Those are, you know, the shadow of Peter Pan and Peter Pan were one, were supposed to be one, but they were not. And when Peter tried to catch Peter catched his shadow, but wasn't able to connect between himself and his shadow. That's something that, you know, we. There's a lot in it, and it's great that it is in a children's book, although it was it has more than 200 years or maybe 150 years since they wrote the book. But there's a lot in it, and I think it is connected to what your grandmother wrote in her journal, that is kind of like it's all about. Yeah, it's all about pay attention. It's all about making sure that, you know, to acknowledge that we have a shadow. And I believe personally that our shadow is as big as our light. Because what creates the shadow is the light. So it's not a bad thing in its core, in its essence. And when, again, the Peter Pan situation is within all of us. We all have the shadow within us. But we sometimes, we think that we need to catch it to kind of like, you know, to push it down and to make sure that we will heal from, you know, by force. But it's not like that. And the wind, it's something that is so gentle that can bring everything together, that can change everything. It has its own flow. Maybe we need to change our flow. Maybe we need to change our way of perspective and to make sure that the connection that we will have, it's not by force, but by energy. I hope it makes sense. I spoke a lot. I really like that.
No, it really does. And I liked one thing you, our shadow is as big as our light. That's really powerful. Just that it also brings in the dark and the light wolf. And I know someone on chat box here mentioned that. I'm kind of losing track already here. But there's lots of stuff here to read. I wanted to, let's see. Oops, it bounced again. Brock said, he said it was taking a long time to get on the chat box working. He came in with the dark side and all. The dark wolf is needed to keep us in balance, he says, blessings. The shadow is helper, not meant to be rid of. And then there was another comment, and I think that came from Grey Wolf. He was going, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Earlier discussion there. And Brock came back, yes, in the wind, always to return. So, I mean, this is all great because, boy, you know, I mean, all these little pieces can help put the puzzle together that we're trying to repair or dismiss. So they're saying actually that, you know, the shadow is a good friend to have there. It's a matter of balance once again, the dark and the white wolf, and staying in that balanced form. Now, it looks also, let's see, we have Jonathan from Norway. They have real long day and night periods. So shadows come for a long time. They are considered teachers of the earth. We are shaped by our thoughts. We come what we think. We become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves. And that was from, that's Buddha. That came from Jim. And also here from Susan, she was thinking about a quote I love. Character is like a tree and reputation like a shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. And that's Abraham Lincoln. It sounds like Brock says, hi. Buddha had it figured out. So, I mean, it looks like Jim is saying, but the dark wolf is not shadow. Shadow is shadow. Shadow is not dark, but unclear so far. So that's curious, too. Do you have anything, Sandra, that your wise grandmother might have passed on? More information for us?
Well, one thing is that I was looking for what I tried to keep a journal so I know I don't say something wrong because I'm sure she looks down and will give me that look. But she had one other thing she would say to always to me, too, which I can always remember some of the things that are so important to me. She'd say, just a thought, wind, and I'd stop to laugh. In order to heal yourself, you must realize this is your relationship. No one else's. This shadow is your side of you. This is your dark side. This is part of you. Be aware of it. Do not be ashamed of it. Do not judge it. You need to heal this part of your shadow on the trail that you're walking. Instead of denying it, she says, why don't you be grateful for it and allow it to heal you and you grow? Then you may be truly improve yourself and become the person that I believe you will be within yourself. And she put, aho. But she wrote that in there for me once because I would never realize, I didn't do it. And she said, you did too. And we all, a lot of us say that. We didn't do it until you realize it isn't someone else. It's yourself. Heal it yourself. This is part of you. No one else.
Mm.
Rhonda.
Yeah. Kind of unrelated, but very related. I was thinking about shadows themselves and how especially kids, interact with them. If you're interacting with your shadow, you can walk around and view it from different perspectives, and you can make it very tall and thin, or you can make it short, or you can really make it disappear, and that is kind of reflective of how we can interact with the shadow part of ourself. We can make it huger than life if we want to, when it's really not, or we can make it less by accepting, you know? Does that make sense?
Oh, it sure does. I mean, we can walk around and just all those little shadow things that crop up at any point in time and just ignore them, you know, and just push them aside. And what happens when you do that, as we all well know, the shadow does not leave. It comes back, and it could be even larger, you know, each time. So by acknowledging and loving our shadow for who we are, because we are who we are, and we're connected to everything, you know, that surrounds us, I think it would make it much easier for us to work on those parts of us that need healing, that need attention. And, you know, just in other words, we're honoring every aspect of our life, ourselves, our spirit, who we are, what we do, and what we can manifest in this lifetime, because we all do really understand and know that, you know, we're here for a very short time, and we just have to make the best of it and do everything in our power to create that life that we've always wanted to create for ourselves, and move forward and work with those little nagging, little shadow aspects of ourselves that crop up every once in a while, and acknowledge their presence, thank them, and work to heal, you know, whatever aspect needs to be healed. Talking stick to you, Sharon.
I will definitely agree with what Jim said. I'll repeat that. He said, but the dark wolf is not a shadow. Shadow is a shadow. Shadow is not dark, but unclear so far. And it's so, so true. And thank you so much for saying that. Because we think, you know, we look at the teaching of the dark wolf and the light wolf. And we totally agree that the wolf, first of all, the wolf, either dark or light, it's a wolf. And it's easy to ignore that. It's easy to kind of like to empower the title that we gave to the wolf, or the wolf would say itself, gave to itself, but it's still a wolf. That's the first thing that we need to remember. So it's really important to acknowledge that. That's number one. Number two, is shadow, and it's blurry and it's unclear, and it comes from the light, and it has all the shapes and forms that we want to create, because we create it from our own physical bodies, and of course of emotional and the spiritual ones, and it seems like, once again, the media, television, radio, stories, and fairy tales, they always seem to create the opposite of what we really need. And we need our shadows. We definitely need our shadows, because without the shadows, we wouldn't be aware of the fact that we have light. We wouldn't be able to appreciate the fact that we have light. And instead of showing how much we need to embrace our shadows, and how much we need to combine all of the elements inside of us to create whole, to create balance, and to of course maintain it, the media shows us, no, shadows are bad. You need to fight them. You need to fight your demons and shadows. But shadows are not demons, not even close to. And I like what Sandra's grandmother, she wrote there some amazing things. And I think her intention, and correct me if I'm mistaken, Sandra, that it's up to us right now to complete or to discover a little bit further from what she wrote there, to kind of like to take her writings as a guide, as a tool, and to develop more and more for the next generation, and so on and so on. So I think that was her intention. I think it seems like she's a great teacher. She still is a great teacher, really. And I see more and more people right here. There's one piece that I'd like to read, and it's really, really short, from Cynthia. Here she said, "I believe to heal our shadow side, we need to acknowledge, balance, and love it. Then we can walk in peace and balance." And that's completely true. And not to be afraid of it, because, you know, shadows keep coming back and forth. They keep showing us what we need to seek, just like mirrors. And if we're afraid of our own shadows, that means that we're not prepared to what's ahead, and that we don't trust ourselves, that we are scared of making any decision whatsoever, from the smallest to the biggest. And we cannot allow that if we really want to achieve, first of all, balance and love, and peace and harmony. But also, we cannot connect with each other, because if we will try to even connect using anger and darkness and a lot of negative emotions, it's not going to last, not even for a bit. How can stick us in the middle?
I wanted to pass the talking stick back to Sandra so she could, you have anything more from what Sharon was speaking?
Yes, I want to thank you, Sharon. That is so enlightening to me. You know, I have to share this little story. Rhonda, I have many times said to her, I said to Rhonda, why do I have to share my grandmother's story? Why can't I keep them to myself? And she said, because why would you keep such great things to yourself and not help someone else? And, you know, Sharon just said that the same way in different words, and they're right. And I think that's my lesson today, is to learn to seek for her, because she, you know, she wrote in 21 journals, time to seek. And so I was looking at a little bit more in one of her journals, part of it. It says, when you find yourself, Sandra, anger, worry, or certainly just not being fine, and you blame somebody else, look in that mirror, because that's who you should be blaming. Your shadow is not here to hurt you. Your guide will help you. So look inside, heal the wound, and react to what the situation is with grace. And go on. There is nothing outside that you need to look for. Looking within you. And I just wanted to make sure I told Rhonda and show them how I appreciate them. And you too.
Thank you.
Wow. It's powerful, you know, to have someone like that in your life, and to journal and share such love and profound things to you. I mean, that is, you know, that's beautiful in itself. And it's just really powerful, powerful healing going on here. I wanted to read a little bit more on the Blog Talk, on the chat box, I'm sorry. If as soon as I can get things to move here, it looks like it's not going to let me. Okay.
You need help?
Yeah.
On which part?
I know, I think
something. Who?
I can't seem to move mine now. It's playing games, so whoever can read the chat stuff, that would
sure.
be great.
You know, I'll read one part to you, or maybe two, what people wrote here, and then I'll let you to do the rest of the talking. One here name, I hope that I pronounced correctly, Donice or Donice, from Portugal. Welcome. Found this on Blog Talk List. My shadow gave me great fear for a long, long time, but I had the bad I had done. Now I have learned it does not make us fear. It teaches if we do not keep it too close and have our head control us. And from Janie, it is said that we are never given more than we can handle. If this is so, then when the shadows appear, regardless of whether they are what we have created for this life or others, it means we're strong enough to deal with them now. And I think that's pretty much what I said, but in different words. The bigger the shadow, so is the light. So, how can this be yours, sis?
Yeah, talking about Donay saying the shadow gave me great fear for a long time, the bad that she had done. Now I have learned it does not make us fear. It teaches if we do not keep it too close and have our head control us. You know, our shadow is there to help us kind of, you know, it kind of knocks on our, you know, backside and says, hello, I'm here. There's something you're kind of avoiding or not looking at that you really need to look at and work through. So by fearing it, then we're just, you know, pushing that shadow aside and allowing it to continue to come and haunt us, you know, haunt us like a ghost. And I wanted to also bring up too that, you know, the shadows can come from past lives, can come from everything that has happened to us in other lives too. And those, boy, that would be harder to deal with, especially if you're bringing up memories or bringing up feelings and thoughts from a past life that are so embedded within you. I imagine that would be a much, much harder to learn to acknowledge, for one, and to heal, you know, in a way that would help that shadow to lessen over time. I don't think that shadow could completely disappear, because, I mean, that is, if we are everything that we see and we are everything within us, all the past lives we've had, all the stored memories, you know, I mean, who knows? Anybody like to add on to that, past life type shadows?
Can I say something?
Sure.
This is Rhonda, and I was just thinking when you said past life, I think that we can also take on, though they're really not our own, shadows of other people. And I'll give you an example. If I am a mother who is really terrified of, say, animals, you know, I can pass that, which is truly my own shadow. It comes from somewhere in my experience. But I can pass that on to my children by enforcing that on a daily basis. Do you understand? So what you're saying about past life can be this life, too, that we're taking on from other people. And it's not always ours. So I think anytime something comes up that you view as a shadow or something you need to work on, you really need to think about where it came from, because it could be our own life, it could be past life, it could be something that we got from somebody else because we've been exposed to it over and over and over. And that's all I wanted to say about that.
Yeah. No, I feel really strongly with that one also, because, you know, as a child, especially, you know, a child of 2, 3, 4, you know, in those years where you're just absorbing all that there is around you and learning and growing, you know, anything negative or really scary or hurtful, your body would tend to take that on. I can imagine having a hard time, but really kind of delving into your past, you know, kind of just seeing what was going on in your life since your birth, and seeing if you have taken on the energy of someone else that was close to you, or, you know, a family member, a mother, a father, a brother, it could be anyone, a cousin, a complete stranger. I mean, those of us who are extremely sensitive would more so, you know, absorb things easier because we are, in a way, so sensitive. And so, you know, we could be taking on quite a lot, definitely quite a lot. I'm going to see if I can move this. Still not letting me. Oh, actually it is. Without a shadow side, this is from Cynthia. Without a shadow side, where would our life lessons come from? It is not fear. I just lost it again.
It is not fear, but to learn from.
But to learn from. It looks like Jim Graywolf. It looks like our young deer that we have just walked in front of the windows looking at us. As Sandra spoke of grandmother, we've had a young deer here. It must have walked right in front of Jim below. He's in the office. So I guess I missed it. But that's sweet. That's powerful. So your grandmother was here with us.
Yes, she was. That was her.
Sweet.
The deer was an animal. And you didn't even know that.
It looks like Brock is saying here, to learn a shadow, one can study Carl Jung and see Teal Swan on YouTube. Jung is the in-depth study that I learn from daily. Huh. I don't know. Does anyone? I'm unfamiliar. So, Sharon, do you have any?
I'll agree with that. This is Rhonda. I'll agree with that. Carl Jung's got some very good things to say about shadows.
Okay. Sweet.
So poetry is an echo asking a shadow to dance. Yeah, I will agree. I think it is. I think it is a dance. I think it is. Again, I said it is a relationship, and I'm going to stick with it because I really believe in it. And I will agree with Cynthia about, you know, where would our life's lessons come from. And I will add to that and empower what Cynthia said here. You know, it seems like, shadows are some of the things that we're afraid of, fear, secrets, things that we have done that we're not proud of. And, you know, it's one thing not to, you know, to keep secrets to yourself, although in some point, and I'll, you know, this comes from a very personal experience of my own. It starts to eat you from the inside, so I'm not really a fan of secrets, not anymore, no matter how big or small those secrets are. But I do think that when we, you know, we did something that we are ashamed of, that we're not proud of, and that's okay. But we do need to remember, first of all, it is in our past. It happened. To keep feeding our, you know, more of that lesson is kind of like to try to hurt yourself more and more and more, to punish yourself for what you have done. Now, there's nothing that will come out of it. No one can learn too good from, or at least the whole lesson from punishing ourselves or punishing someone else. I don't believe in this method anyway. But I do think that when you get open with yourself, and you can do it alone or you can do it with someone else, about the things that happen to you, but you're not proud of them. With time, we get to learn, if we really want to, if we're really up to it, we get to learn to take what we need from that experience and to see, well, first of all, not to repeat it, because repeating it will get worse, the feelings will get worse. But to pass that to the next generation, not to repeat what we have done. Now, we see all the things, we see either the shame is individual, but also it can be very kind of like of a certain people. I know that it will be a very weird thing to say. I am a person, but I'm also white. That's the color of my skin. Now I'm thinking about all the things that happened with Native Americans, how they got slaughtered, the massacres and all of that, and I won't go too much into it because I'll need another 2-3 hours. But but I feel that this experience, although it is a very painful experience to the people, to the next generation of Native Americans nowadays, it feels like I feel the pain and shame that anyone could have ever done like this. And instead of, I know that I will never do what they did. I know that I will never do what they did because they did it, because it did not bring any good, and because I am still ashamed of it, but I forgive. I forgive myself as part of that legacy, as part of being a person. I can relate to that. I can really feel it, and to forgive myself by moving forward, by talking about it, by looking at it and not be afraid of it. And of course, it helps me to remember that and not to repeat what happened. And it can go again. We can reflect it on the Holocaust. With the Armenian or the Jewish Holocaust, I'm Jewish or whatever. I'm still a person. And as a person, I really believe in it. Either I was, I could have been Chinese. I don't know. But it doesn't really matter. As long as we remember, as long as we let our shadows to remind us that this part of us that we really need to acknowledge, then this is healing. I know this for sure. And that's what I keep saying to other people. I hope they listen. I'm pretty good, when I say that. That's what I think. I'm very objective. How can stick is in the room?
Sandra and Rhonda, you have anything to add?
I have one thing I want to, and it was something else Grandma said to me. The truth lies within you. If you did not have your shadows, you'd be absent something. So don't wrap yourself so tightly around your shadows. Forgive it. You don't live there no more. That was Sandra. Here's Rhonda.
I've got nothing else to say except it's a really good show again. And
we need more time.
From everybody's input, the ones that call in or send a message to. That's it.
This has been pretty powerful, I think, for many. And, wow, it looks like Running Elk on the chat line. Shadow beings are shapeshifters here in our way.
Yes, they are.
Using your shadow to be with another creature. And Janie says she can relate to what Sharon was saying. And I think the gray wolf here, when the sun is out, you can see your shadow. When it is dark, you do not. So shadow is of the light, not the dark. And then Jonathan wrote, I see my shadow best outside. Best places in nature to work with shadow.
Oh.
And Running Elk is asking, who is Sandra's grandmother? Why of the nations? Maybe asking which of the nations? Sandra?
The wolf, Cherokee, from York, Georgia. We were from the Wolf Clan.
Just wise, wise woman. You know, we've already met the hour here, and I just want to close. I mean, everyone just had so much powerful things to share, and I know many will be helped by this, myself included today. My shadow's been really strong, and I think she's tamed down a little bit just through listening and through understanding a little bit more about the shadow side of ourselves. You know, nature is the biggest healer that we have, and being able to be outside and just be with everything of beauty around us is so important when healing and when working on different parts of ourselves that really need the nurturing and the care to heal so we can continue to move forward as our spirit, as that contract we signed before we came here is wanting. So, folks, you know, be with your shadow, understand it, acknowledge, absorb what's needed to heal, but don't disallow your shadow totally. And everything we talked about, you know, as far as Sharon, you were talking about the native, you know, what happened here in this country. So many of us, I know, including myself, just could not believe what had happened and really absorbed so much. And I know just from past life, which I know I've had, in this country, this part of the world, you know, the native culture, it's just there's just so much that we can do for ourselves, and just allow yourself to walk in balance as best you can, and be in nature, be out there, and when you do connect with your shadow self and understand what's going on, thank it for being there, for allowing you to be able to acknowledge what's going on so you can heal. And I just looks like there's some more chat lines here, but I know we've kind of run out of time here. Radio here is all part of the sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, and you can check our webpage at www.soten.org. We are on Facebook. We are pretty much everywhere, and we will be having more shows throughout the summer. And thank you, everyone, for listening, for being there, empowering the show, because all the comments and all of you who are with us from around the world, in your circles yourself, just add so much to this this powerful radio show that we do. And And Sharon, Rhonda, and Sandra, thank you for being
thank
with
you.
Me on this, making this Woman's Healing Hour powerful in itself. And love to all, and take care, everyone.